Welcome to Self-Love School. I'm so happy that you're here. My name is Satuda Saifi and I'm a hypnotherapist and a coach. I've created this series to help you guys process difficult emotions. And in today's podcast, we will focus on the emotion of anger. So I want to talk about anger because this has come up for so many of us in the past few weeks. And I really want to address this because people feel angry. People feel very strong emotions and they don't know what to do with them. You know, we don't know how to release this anger. We don't know what to do with it and, you know, how to express this anger in a healthy way. So I'm here to help you guys do this and hopefully give some insight on how we can process difficult emotions such as anger. So first of all, I'd like you just to think about the emotion of anger. Anger is not always something negative. Anger can really tell us when someone has crossed boundaries with us. And sometimes this can happen. People can cross personal boundaries or even collective boundaries, right? And then we have every right to be angry. We have every single right to be angry. And our anger is justifiable, right? So our anger is valid. And I just want us to acknowledge this for now, you know, just to acknowledge that we have this anger. So the first step to mindfully process difficult emotions, especially anger, which is what we are focusing on today, is accepting the emotion. So I'd like us to really accept the fact that we are angry. There is anger from inside, right? Becoming aware of this emotion and identifying where you feel it in your body. You might feel it in your chest. You might feel it in your stomach, right? You might feel it in your gut. You might have headaches. And, you know, where is it in the body that you feel this anger? So I'd like you just to take a moment just to tap into your body. You can close your eyes if you want and take a deep breath in. And just think about this anger. Just feel this anger within you. And just see where it is in your body. And accept it. Accept the fact that you are feeling this emotion. So the next thing is to really identify and label this emotion. So you can really think about anything that you feel that you're confused about. And once you kind of label it, once you sense it in your body, you can then identify this emotion. You can label it as, you know, or is it anger? Is it anxiety? Is it fear? Is it shame? Is it guilt? Right? So you know it's anger. So you can just think of it as there is this energy of anger in my body. And then the next step is to accept this emotion. Right? So accepting it without repressing it, without denying this part of yourself, because every emotion, whether it's positive or negative, it's still part of us. So we need to accept it, acknowledge it, that it's there, right? And you can even speak to it and say, hey, it's okay, right? So it's still a part of you. And the next step is to really investigate this emotion and ask yourself, where is it coming from? What has triggered this emotion? Why do I feel this anger? right? And there are many different reasons to this, right? So somebody may have crossed a personal boundary. There, you might, you know, observe unjust things happening in the world. Or you may be observing difficult things, and that just makes you angry and, you know, feeling that it's not fair, right? So you're just, you know, now finding out what it is that has created this anger within you. And because anger in itself is an energy, I'd like you just to think about, when was the first time you felt anger? The very first time. And I'd like you just to tap into your body, close your eyes and take a deep breath in and relax your whole body. And just ask yourself, when was the first time I felt anger? And you can place your hand on your chest, on your heart, and allow your body to speak to you, and allow yourself to remember. Allow your subconscious mind to be available to you and the memories within it. And ask yourself, when was the first time, the very first time I was angry? It might have been when you were a child, when you were 2 or 3, and something happened and you were so angry. And I'd like you just to go to that scene and speak to that child and say, hey, I see you. I understand what you're going through. And I know it's difficult. And I'm so sorry for whatever happened to you, for whoever did something to you. I am so sorry. And I'm so sorry I wasn't there to take care of you. But I'm here now. And I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. And I'll hold you in my arms until you feel safe again. And you can hold them in your arms until they feel safe. And you can kiss them on the cheek and reassure them, tell them you love them and you'll never leave again. You'll never leave them by themselves. Making sure they feel better. And this is how you soothe them. This is how you soothe yourself. And the next step is to really let go of the need to control your emotions. You know, we don't need to control every emotion. We don't need to repress them or push them away. We can feel them, being open to the outcome of the emotion and what it brings to you, right? Because emotions can get stuck, they can get suppressed, or we can process them in a healthy way and let them go. And that's how you release them. We can really let it go. We can surrender. And I'd like you just to acknowledge that it's okay to feel your emotions, to claim them. And knowing that suffering is sometimes part of life and the feeling doesn't last forever. And trusting that everything will fall into place and our feelings always have a good reason. There's a reason to why we have these emotions, right? And I'd like you just to imagine a world without emotions, you know, where everyone, just lacks emotions. That would be a really scary place to live in, you know? So that's why we have emotions, and emotions can be beautiful, right? We can feel them and it's okay. And the worst thing we could do is to deny them, reject our experience, reject our emotions, or judge them, right? Judge ourselves for feeling anger or fear or shame or guilt, you know, judging ourselves that these emotions are bad, they're not good enough to exist, right? And that's how we reject them. That's how we judge them and push them away and repress them. And when we repress emotions, we actually make it worse because they get stuck in the body. And especially because we're focusing on anger, I'd like to just to remind you that anger becomes resentment in the body, and resentment becomes hate in the body, and hate becomes physical disease. So it's really important for us to heal and release anger. Another problem is that we identify with anger. And then, you know, this can internally escalate the situation in an unbalanced way. So we really need to process emotions in a healthy way. And awareness is very important. Lack of awareness and neglecting our emotions will really make sure that the emotions are repressed and stuck in our bodies for long periods of time. And we will then project those emotions on other people. And we'll just take it out on others who don't really deserve this kind of treatment, right? So that's really, really important. Or we can really become numb. And that's a really compulsive thing to do to, you know, in order for us to escape discomfort or run away from discomfort, we really become numb. And when we become numb, we can actually choose unhealthy coping mechanisms such as smoking, drinking, shopping, sex, or, you know, other unhealthy things that we could do, you know, too much of, which are really going to harm us in the long run, right? So it's really important for us to process the emotions in a healthy way. And processing our emotions will really help us find insight. We can become more knowledgeable, right? With processing emotions, we can become more loving, caring, and compassionate. We can then really start to trust our feelings, and we can trust ourselves more and become more confident, right? And in the process of processing emotions, it's really important to be compassionate with yourself. That's the most loving thing you could do. It's really be compassionate with yourself, be patient with yourself. You are healing, you're learning how to process emotions in a healthy way. And, you know, that's super, super important. So this is my advice and prayer for you to really try to do this for yourself and for the whole of humanity, because the world is going through a very difficult time right now, and we can see many people struggling, and that creates a lot of anger in us. So, you know, if we don't learn to process these emotions in a healthy way, then they will harm us in the long run. So that's why I've decided to create this podcast and to hopefully add some value into your lives and help you process your anger in a healthy way. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. And if you need any more assistance with releasing anger and dealing with your anger, processing it in a healthy way, healing and you know, forgiveness and compassion and understanding and learning boundaries, then I also offer one-to-one hypnotherapy sessions, and we can go through this on a deep subconscious level, and we can heal that on a deeper level. So thank you so much for listening. God bless you.